Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Charmaine Brown had a successful career as a solo musician, recording a couple of CDs and garnering multiple Canadian GMA Award nominations. But even the support of her husband, Jason, couldn't keep her from becoming disillusioned and disappointed with the music industry. Charmaine took a brief hiatus from the music industry, but then she started songwriting again, and that led to a third solo CD. And then after that, the couple decided to create music together. Jason and Charmaine Brown have just released their first CD, Sunrise Is Coming, and Jason is on the phone with us to talk about it and their music ministry. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Beautiful Liberty from Jason and Charmaine Brown's Sunrise Is Coming CD.
You bore a sinner's cry. You shed your blood for us. Forever we are yours, because of your great love. You took a sinner's place to clothe us in robes of grace. Forever we are yours, because of your great love. Forever we are yours, because of your great love. What a glorious victory, beautiful liberty, that in your death I down, surrender to you now. Forever I am yours, because of your great love. Forever I am yours, because of your great love. What a glorious victory, beautiful.
Jason Brown. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Now, let's start by giving our listeners a little bit of background about you. When did your interest in music start?
Pretty young. My interest in music, as far as I can remember and as far as my parents tell me, dates back to playing a drum set at age, you know, 6 and 7. At that point, it was comprised of a beach ball and a Rubbermaid bucket and some suction cup arrows were my drumsticks, and that's kind of where it started. They quickly got me into some real versions of the instruments, and so I've been playing drums since I was 8, and added guitar pretty young in my teens as well, and kind of singing all throughout that as well. So, yeah, a long time for me, even though I'm pretty young still. Yeah.
Well, looking at that along the way as you were developing in your music and that, who have been some of the influences? Who have been some of the musicians and people that have come along that have really helped you develop your style and that you just find you gravitate towards as you try to build and improve yourself?
Well, one of the formative artists for me as a young kid listening to, Christian contemporary music, that was the big thing in our household. And at that point, there wasn't even that many artists doing it, which is hard to believe because it wasn't even that long ago. But, like, man, how the landscape has changed since then. But so for me, Stephen Curtis Chapman some of his early CD projects, you know, Speechless, or even some of the earlier ones than that. Songs like Lord of the Dance and The Great Adventure, and some of those old Stephen Curtis Chapman songs were amazing to me. My mind just couldn't believe how a Christian and rock and roll thing could all happen at once, and amazing guitars. And so I would rock out to that in my living room many, many a time as a young kid, just kind of air banding it and singing along. And Michael W. Smith as well. had one of his albums, Picture Perfect, and I'm pretty sure I can still air band quote all the lyrics from that album. yeah, so those are a couple, and then over the years, just such a growth in the Christian contemporary space, and kind of expanding my exposure even beyond that too. But a lot of the worship artists like Hillsong and Bethel and All Sons and Daughters over the last, you know, couple of years, artists like that have really encouraged me in honing my craft as, you know, as an artist, but also as one who specifically creates worship and reflection songs that help people connect with God. So Charmaine, similarly, too, very very similar kind of path we each grew up on, like that.
Yeah. I want to get into that a little bit later as we talk about the actual songwriting and crafting of some of the material for your new CD. But one of the things that you you talk about and is are very upfront about on your website in the bio was Charmaine and her career, and she had a career in Christian music prior to you two deciding to do it as a couple. But she also talks about, you know, being disillusioned with what was happening in music and things like that, and you were there alongside her and being there as a support in that. What led to that disillusionment for her and to, even to the point where she stepped back out of it for a little while?
Yeah, sure. It was a pretty it's a tough season for her coming out of what could have been seen as like, wow, what a cool break into the music scene. She had released her first CD called Desire, a solo CD, and that got the attention of a record label out in Winnipeg, who invited her to join their label as well as become the speaker and artist on a national tour called Beautiful Unique Girl, which still has kept running even for the last number of years. It's quite a cool ministry that touches youth, like young girls. It creates nights for young girls to, you know, come to a church or a youth group or whatever to have like a pajama party night and hear some music and hear an inspiring message and that kind of thing. So Charmaine had been a part of that for a year and traveled all across Canada doing that night after night. And she finished that tour feeling the effects of the road, really, and just feeling like, man, music and specifically doing ministry in music is really, really hard work. At that point, she was kind of more feeling the hard work side than the reward side, and it was a draining year, of course. I'm sure you can imagine, even if you haven't spent night after night on the road in a van, you know, new place every night, sleeping somewhere different every night, meeting people every night and doing the same thing every night, it's, yeah, it's really taxing. She finished that year also while producing that a second album that she was promoting during that tour. And was just really, really burned out and just said, you know, ministry, if it's going to be like this, it's too hard. It's not worth it. I'm done. I'm out of this. And at the same time too, just ourselves and many friends in the industry, we, you know, the closer into the inner circles of really any industry, but especially the music industry, that you get, you see the great, you know, artists kind of behind the scenes, but then you also see, you see some of the junk that goes on in the industry too. And so we were both kind of comparing the experience that she had had on the road also with this growing discomfort and reality of, man, there's so much that we hear on the radio or see on tours and concerts that says it's proclaiming Christ in what they're doing, but we're actually seeing behind the scenes now and just seeing how empty a lot of that is and how you know, very, very worldly and very, very disappointing, actually, a lot of those behind-the-scenes stories are. And so both of those kind of things kind of together just turned into both of us just kind of getting right out of music for like 3 or 4 years and really not doing anything other than, you know, continuing to be a part of our worship teams back home at church.
Well, there's been a turn. You've been able to get back into music, and we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to take a quick break, and before we continue our conversation with musician Jason Brown of Jason and Charmaine, I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Fragments of broken dreams, a sparrow flies in the bleak and barren cold of winter's eve. Frozen ground and dying leaves, dying leaves. There's a time when snow covers hope. There's a time when flowers can't grow. There's a time when one straight light is all you've got to get home. But sunrise is coming. Sunrise is coming. On hopeless hearts, cataracts in the dark, tunnels of uncharted land, frozen ground and dying leaves, dying. Snow covers hope. There's a time when flowers can't grow. There's a time when one street light is all you've got to get home. But sunrise is coming. Sunrise is coming.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sunrise is Coming, the title track from Jason and Charmaine Brown's Sunrise is Coming CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Jason Brown. So, Jason, what sort of led you, just before we went to the break, you were talking about some of the stuff that was going on with music and leading you to even take a break for about 3 or 4 years out of that sort of industry element. What made you decide to get back into it, and especially to get back into it now as a couple?
We're young. We're going to be celebrating 5 years married this summer. But even already in the 5 years, we've reached what we've kind of jokingly and not jokingly called our midlife or early life crisis, whatever, what have you, because we were a couple of years into marriage, and as I had just been saying, not really pursuing anything musically, and we got so discontent with our life not really having that musical component, just being about the jobs that we didn't necessarily love, and just working lots to keep up with the bills to live a life that we saw other people living. So we got really fed up with that, and we made a major change because we'd had these desires to, you know, we wanted to write more, we wanted to get back into music. We didn't really have aspirations at that point to tour or do it even. We just had some songs that were kind of rumbling around and wanted to really work on this and craft this, but we didn't have that time or that capacity. So we made a major change 2 years into marriage. We sold the home that we had and second vehicle, most of our stuff, and put all of our efforts into doing music in a very, you know, devoted manner, and said, we're going to do this. We're going to record. We're going to, we wrote and then ended up recording Charmaine's Ready or Not album. During the recording process, God was also just continuing to kind of do a work in us. And by the time we had that CD done, we knew we're not supposed to just, sit on this. We know that we're supposed to get out on the road again and share these songs. So we all of a sudden really made another change and started pursuing the touring again and sharing those songs. Songs kept coming, and we've done two more albums since then, and really started down a road that we're still on, still figuring out. But this discovery for us a couple years into marriage was that man, we're built for this, and we aren't going to be fulfilled if we don't write these songs and craft these songs. So yeah, that's what we've been pouring ourselves back into.
Well, and you're doing that, and you just, you know, Sunrise is Coming is the first CD that you as a couple have done. Looking at that whole songwriting process for the two of you, where do you find your inspiration? Like, what are some of the things that you find inspiration in terms of your songwriting?
So the songwriting process for the last few records, and as you said, yeah, this is the first album that we've released as both of us. Previously, we've released them under Charmaine's name. But the writing process for the last number of projects has been similar. And if Charmaine were here, she'd agree. She'd tell you we're kind of like a 70-30 or an 80-20 split, where she will pen a lot of these ideas into existence out of her journals or her quiet times and thoughts, and then we'll work on them together, and then I bring it the last 30% or whatever 20% into the format that you end up hearing on the record, because I'm more musical minded maybe, or where I think more with my instrument, where she thinks more with her words and with her melodies. So anyway, that's kind of how we come at these things. And inspiration-wise, yeah, a lot of it just comes from the confusing stuff in life, the things that we wrestle with, the things that we are disappointed by, or that we journal about or ask God about and say, man, why this? Or why did that happen? Or I'm frustrated with this or disappointed by this. Or that's really where a lot of the songs come from. For the Sunrises Coming album, there's this thread through every song of this wrestle with disappointment and yet finding hope in what God has done for us and provided for us. Even hope, and the title track kind of says it all, but hope that hasn't even yet arrived as the full answer that we're looking for. But it's that wrestle that says, even when things are dark, even when things don't look like they're all working out, sunrise is still coming. It's maybe not here yet. You don't maybe have all the answers yet, but it's coming. And that's really kind of the essence of what that whole album is about.
When you're going through that process and as you're sort of crafting the songs, that ever any disagreements over the direction of songs going? And how do you come to a resolution where the two of you are comfortable with what the final product is?
Well, you know what? It's just this funny thing. The minute we start doing music, we get entirely along, no fighting, no division whatsoever. No, I'm totally kidding. we disagree regularly about as we're crafting and writing. So actually the writing and recording process can sometimes be pretty heated sometimes. A lot of creativity and ideas that aren't always the same. So we just kind of hash it through. We spend a lot of time trying things out and trying her idea, trying my idea, talking realistically about which works better, and many times it's hers, actually. So it's often a process of me saying, no, you're right, actually, this idea of mine was not as good.
I was going to say, you're the first songwriting couple duo that I've heard of that have never had a disagreement in their songwriting process.
Yeah, put that down.
Never a disagreement. Anyway, we need to take a final break, and then we'll come back and wrap up our conversation with musician Jason Brown. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Shrouded in darkness, hidden in the shadows, fear knock, knock, knocks at my door. Crouching under covers, in a lonely crate, I shudder, shudder. Then I remember, there's a secret weapon to fight the terrors of the night. Arising out of blackness, in a moment, hope's coming, coming. When I say your name, it's like turning the light on, turning the light on, darkness flees. Your name is like a roaring fire in this cold, cold night. Covered in feathers, hidden in the shadow of the shelter of God's wings. Fear is packed.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Turn the Light On from the Sunrises Coming CD by Jason and Charmaine Brown. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jason Brown. The CD is now released. What's been the reaction to any of the stuff that you've already got out at this point in time?
We've been so thrilled so far with the response that we've had from this album. Just came out 2 weeks ago officially. It's been kind of out in some of our events for the last few months that we've had it touring, and the radio stations have been picking it up, just unanimously saying, "Love this stuff! Thank you so much! Thank you so much!" Playing it, which we're so grateful for, and people have been just writing in or talking to us or dropping us notes and saying, just incredibly kind and generous feedback about how, you know, this song is exactly what they're going through. They've had it on repeat in their car or in the evenings when they're going to sleep or whatever. Just those songs are touching people, and we're hearing hearing the stories saying, "Man, thank you for this project." So yeah, we're super humbled.
So what's next on the agenda for you?
Touring this album again, continuing to travel Canada all across. We're going to be heading out to the East Coast in a few weeks and doing a number of events out there. We're going to be heading again to the West through all the way out to BC in the fall. Going to be looking forward to being part of the GMA Awards again in Edmonton this fall. We've got a trip to China in August, actually, with the Gideons, who we do a lot of events partnering with the Gideons International in Canada, and we're going to be going on a trip with them in August to China, where they're giving out a lot of the Word of God to the church there in China, and we're going to be sharing our music and seeing that happen as well. It's going to be cool.
Great. Well, listen, Jason, thanks very much for your time tonight. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Jason Brown. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter at Selaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at rdalelesley.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.